We hear our text from Mark 12 in Jesus' name. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrants. And so Jesus called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In Christ Jesus, who gave all that he had for your eternal wealth, dear fellow redeemed. Our text comes from the very busy Tuesday of Holy Week in the temple courts, that week that ended up on Friday with Jesus being on the cross. And on that day, Tuesday, part of the busyness of the day for him was that he was plied with many questions from his enemies. And he was not stumped by any, of course. But he turned their questions back upon them, revealing how inept they were in their supposed high offices. The encounter at the temple treasury comes at the end of that very long day, and having sat down to rest, perhaps, Jesus observes especially this poor widow. Now, shortly before this, Jesus had a long list of harsh rebukes directed at these same religious leaders. Here is one of the more familiar ones to us. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers." Was this poor widow one of their victims? And were any of these scribes and Pharisees counted among the wealthy who put in large sums in comparison to her two little coins? The amounts given were probably detected by anyone observing the givers. The wooden box for the collection had a trumpet-shaped bronze funnel to guide the coins into the box. The sound these coins made against the bronze would have indicated how much people offered to the temple. The tiny copper coins no doubt made a distinct tinny sound that differentiated them from the multitude of coins made of precious metal. And Jesus commented on the amounts, but in a way that directed his hearers to the hearts of the givers. Jesus observed the rich gave out of their abundance their leftovers, whereas the widow who gave her all gave from a heart of faith. That information about the condition of their hearts was only known to our Lord. And this should cause each one of us to examine our own faith in our Lord in contrast to our trust in the God of money. So, which two types of givers in our text describe you? The rich were giving of their leftovers, so not trusting that God would provide, but rather trusting that their own money management would meet all of their needs and beyond. The widow gave, trusting her Lord, a trust that was grounded in his promises to her to provide not just her daily bread, but life everlasting. She confessed herself to be a sinner and trusted that her Lord would not leave her destitute here in this life, nor in the life to come. Most, if not all of you, would not consider yourselves to be numbered among the rich, and can more readily identify with this poor widow. Now, she gave all her coins, but even so, think about your giving. Not so much about the amount, but how you give. As students, when you receive a limited income, do you justify it by saying, well, I can't give, I don't have that much? Or do you give sacrificially? Or worse yet, then, from your leftovers? It is interesting, if you were to read all the gospel accounts of what Jesus said and endured during this last week leading up to his crucifixion and death, you might be surprised how many times the God of money reared its ugly head. And Jesus himself was a victim of that God, victim of greed. From the 30 pieces of silver for his betrayer, who was a known thief to Jesus, to the gambling over his expensive garment by the soldiers. He was placed between two thieves to receive their same punishment. Now, Mary, the Saturday before this week, anointed Jesus with costly perfume in faith in regard to his burial, trusting that his burial was for her sake. But what happened? She was condemned first by the thief Judas, and then all the other disciples joined in to condemn her. And Joseph of Arimathea lent his rich man's tomb for Jesus' body for those 3 days. However, Jesus attached the greed found in the hearts of many that week. He even instructed his followers with parables in the proper use of money. He did all this while facing your suffering and death, willingly giving his all to make payment for all your sins, even your sins of idolatrous greed and selfish stinginess. This widow was commended for her act of faith in giving sacrificially. And she did not do this to make up for any of her sins, which could never be done by any of us sinners, but in thankfulness that Jesus came to forgive her, to forgive all her sins. Jesus, stripped of everything in this life, absolutely everything, even his clothing, gave up his life for us all. He commended everything to the Father, and he placed his holy life, his suffering, his death, into the hands of the Father for you and me. And by the resurrection, it was declared that it was more than sufficient. In that blood, we are washed clean of all of our sins. and we are dressed in his holy righteousness. And so your sins of greed, stinginess, ingratitude are all forgiven by his blood, who gave everything for you, so that you might give now, unburdened by your deserved condemnation, but declared right before the Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.